had LinkedIn. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. A little Temptation Island. If you haven't checked it out, we had a fun recap with Casey, our friend. Okay. I got to get into the like surprise guests that they actually like were celebrities that like people were supposed to remember. But like, I feel like Casey's a very memorable.
Thank God Casey they should have brought Casey back.
Okay.
Remind me. I feel bad for that poor girl.
Did we not interview her and then we decided
had some
not to
type
air it?
Of. No, we had some type of interminglings with her, but.
No, I think we interviewed her, but she gave us, it was right after that shower episode. And she like,
did we talk
say
to her?
Anything. We talked to her and she said like,
God, I can't remember. There is something there. You're right.
Yes. And it was like a pointless interview. We decided not to air it because she didn't say anything like of
kind of like,
and then she said,
what's her face from Miami Hustlers?
Yeah. She said, everything's going to happen on reunion. And like, so I can't really talk about it. And then we were like, so then why are you talking to us? And then we definitely interacted with her.
The poor girl. She went back Hollywood. She's got face injections and stuff.
But
they didn't
like
recognize her.
Not a person recognized her.
It was embarrassing. Why would they bring her back? They didn't.
It's a major, major red flag about the course of the show.
Oh, it is.
That what they've done the last 2 weeks, because what did they call it? Taylor called it something when he was like, and you saved me from the inferno or something. Like he like named it, like it was like naming something, him getting saved last week. Like they're trying to do some funny shit with the show, which is like, it just shows they
don't
have anything.
It's like the first season and they don't know what to really do.
Shit. Right. And like bringing people back.
They don't even want them. Nobody wanted Deke except for that poor girl.
Oh, that was
Iris.
So weird, her whole reaction. Yeah.
Is her name Iris? God, I can tell. I can't remember their names. Iris. I'm a fan.
That was weird. Like that was Justin Bieber. It's like, who knows him?
He should have used it to his advantage.
Even Casey said
that's
like,
not right
oh,
to
Deke
say,
is,
but
Deke
I had to Google him. I have no clue like,
the
hell Deke
who the fuck is.
Deke? I don't know. And Samantha, I do remember you're right. We did talk to her.
Yeah, we did.
You want to go be known as the shower girl? That's something no. I would never have an Instagram. No. I would leave my town and never speak to anyone again. I'd be embarrassed. Looking like a little hooker on national television. It's sad. That was a sad move.
It was really sad. I think something happened here. Like, I'm very interested. Like, is it the same producers? Did the editors change? Like, for example, the Lascelles-Trace relationship. They're in love and, like, obsessed with each other. We saw none of this. Like, we saw random dates. Like, there's a disconnect.
They're speeding
happening.
It along. I think it's a dead cast. They're, you know, it's just a flop cast. I feel like Deke and Samantha are 10 years older than those kids that are on the show. And
it's so odd.
Jillian has packed her bags and moved on mentally.
Yeah. She's gone. She's trying different looks.
Lascelles
every time
is sick. His high little voice creeps me out. There's something really nuts about him. People who are like that freak me out.
It's weird.
But Trace is right along with him.
Yes.
She's ready to get married.
I just felt like maybe we weren't seeing the whole relationship because their reactions together and their interactions. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? You're in love?
They really screwed up big time on this season. And him saying that he wanted to go home single, but with Ashley doesn't make any sense. You came
or
at the beginning of the episode, he's told
her
and then she got upset.
Right.
He's fake crying after the bonfire just to be like the people who do have a soul. And Trace is sitting there rubbing his back. He's crying over some of his girlfriend. Can you imagine?
It's
twisted.
So and Hanya, like the dirty editing they did for Hanya too, not showing her the clip of him crying, saying he wants to marry her, but showing some clip of him talking shit about when he like texted another chick. I was like, oh, this is dirty. Like, I feel like that was honestly like
they are playing
too far.
It was sick.
Them.
Yeah. Like, because that is exactly the opposite of how he feels.
Yes,
he was just talking about something that happened
and
even though he deserves it. Right.
No, 100%. Yeah. But like they're not showing.
But they're screwing
is.
Them, screwing with their lives. And they don't give a fuck.
And meanwhile, she's obsessed with like the youth.
She's
Taylor.
In love,
like,
too.
After they kissed and she's like staring into his eyes like she could eat him. I'm like, this is too much.
She does seem older than him, huh?
Yes, significantly.
She definitely seems like she lives in like velvets and deep purples and
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Lights, incense, and shit.
Like she's,
I like her
in the craft,
but yeah, she definitely is probably good in bed. She's very pretty. All the girls are pretty. I love the season though, just because it seems like the girls have taken charge and the boys are the ones at home crying, which I do appreciate.
Just the difference between them coming back from the bonfires, like the men are like devastated. And they're like, we're good. Like we had a nice time. It was a nice day. It's like, okay.
A year and a half long distance relationship really is nothing.
It's
for Ash to be have moved on from it.
Right.
Poor Ashley is really handling being thrown to the wolves on national television pretty pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like most of them are having completely moved on. Jillian's like trying to have a new boyfriend already and he's like trying to push her off, you know? It's just
Jillian's got issues. Yeah.
Her love and Deke.
I thought that she was going to go have sex with Deke, which they she should have, and that would have been great television. Right. They should have paid her a bonus, $10,000 go get laid.
The energy he came into the house with was literally like it was Brad Pitt entering a room of minions. It was like, what are we watching? Who are you, and why should we act like you're cool? I don't.
I'm not coming in with little dick energy. Well, that's something you don't say. Pete Davidson has never said, I got big dick energy. People just say that about you because you give off a certain type of energy. Yes. If you say it, then you do have yourself. A little dick. Deke with a little dick. It sounds right. It sounds very, I don't picture him having a big dick at all.
No, me neither.
And
I also
Luke,
feel like
Luke. Sorry.
Yeah. And I feel like Mark, the host, has like given up on these people. Too.
He
like,
hates them.
When he's talking to them and they're like giving their answers, he's like, okay. All right. Like that makes no sense, but we'll just move on and like just ignores them. I don't know. It's funny.
You're right, though. The production is different. There's more bonfires. There's less that we're learning from these people. You're really onto something. Yeah.
It seems like a shift. The production shit they've tried, adding people, subtracting people, like all the games they're playing just doesn't feel like the show we've watched in the past. It, again, it feels younger. It feels more in line with like a not a Love Island, like a an MTV.
I meant to bring this up on our Bravo real fast. Summer House needs to show them going out to the bars if they're going to go out to the bars.
Yes,
like,
agreed.
Why are they not? Is nothing happening at the bar? I don't believe it.
Oh, I love those drunken montages of people at the bars. Yeah.
They just fast forward them really fast. And then
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We get Paige and Sierra sleeping in the bed talking to Craig. Who cares?
I know. A lot of bed.
Get out of the bed.
I know. So much bedtime. I'm not a bed layer. Like, I really am not. No. I'm not I go to sleep.
I can
in my
be.
Bed,
well, I do spend a lot of time watching bed. TV, but.
You do? In your bed?
Yeah. Like, well, I'm like, watch like 4 hours of TV a night in my bed, like from nine to midnight.
That's a lot of bedtime.
I'm in bed, but I feel like Paige and Sierra are in bed during the day.
If you're in your bed, are you sitting up? Or are you like laying?
I'm sitting up with like a college pillow, like one of those dorm pillows I got.
Oh, like a lap pillow.
Yeah, and I'm doing stuff like posting or like things to my things to sell online, things like that. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So you're a bed person then.
I guess I am. And you do feel like your ass is like bed sores. You can see how it can happen.
Yes. Yes. See, that's why, like, even if I spend an hour and a half in bed watching TV, I feel like a slob. I don't know why. Like, it just feels slobby.
I feel better on the couch.
On a couch is the same thing. It's like a mental block.
You know, my dogs have like ruined my couch. I got to get a new couch. I hate my couch. And now these kids sit on the couch. I don't know. What was I going to say? But I do change my bed sheets now probably 3 times a week.
Jesus, what?
Yeah, it's like every other day. It just feels gross. There's these kids with their dirty feet. It's just, there's nothing like, I don't want the dogs don't come on the bed. No, no. I used to sleep with my dog when I had a dog before I had kids. Once I had kids and I always had kids sleeping in my bed, co-sharing against the laws of the doctor. So then it was a nixed.
But, yeah, right. Dog and baby. That's where you draw the line.
That's where they're dead. Yeah. They jump on the bed. The baby flies off like a trampoline.
Oh, God.
All right. Where were we, though? So I do like Jillian's straight hair. She's very pretty. She's an interesting girl. I feel bad for her almost. She seems very damaged. The way she's begging for Tommy's love. And Tommy's like, I can like you and I don't want to sleep next to you.
Right. You had to like reassure her. That was very odd.
I don't think that's a good sign, though, when you like someone at the beginning that you don't feel that kind of, if you have nobody else on an island, you don't want to sleep in the bed with some hot chick.
I think most of the men who came on this show are not on this show to find a relationship. Right. They're here because they got a chance to hook up with four chicks and blow up some shit and be on TV and shirtless. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they thought this kid thinks he's leaving in a relationship. He's like,
he looks like 20. Babies. I know.
He looks so young.
When I see TikToks of girls on who are 21, 22 drinking in like Nashville on bachelorette parties, they look like they're not old enough to drink. It's so crazy to be 37.
Speaking of TikTok, have you seen this came up on my Instagram? That's the only reason I saw it. The chick who makes a noise when she runs her hip into the, I'll send it to you, into the side of her bed. And people are remixing it into songs because she makes this perfect noise where she goes like, and they like, so everybody's like overlaying it over like staying alive. And like, it's, I'll send you.
Send it to me, please.
Hilarious. Oh my God. It's so good.
TikTok is the land for like, it's a dark place. I post things and I tell myself I'm not allowed to look at any videos because a lot of it is happy. But as I say, a lot of it is very dark too.
Yeah.
Really weird.
I just think,
I hope social media goes away, but it's not gonna.
It's not going to. I just think that there's no women. The other issue I have with this, there's no women that I'm truly rooting for. Like I guess they're just not showing you again, like back to my point, they're not showing you enough growth.
Got Trace. That's it. I love her. Yeah.
Trace is good, but she's not the main character.
Well, she's crazy too.
Right.
Trace and him belong together. Ashley seems way too normal and nice. She doesn't have crazy eyes.
I kind of want to like shake her though and be like, wake up.
Right. Yeah. Like, she is very asleep.
You're here.
Yeah.
Like, there's something.
Do you see what's happening? He just said he wanted to marry someone.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like they're in the Willy Wonka boat and they got off and they're just in a daze.
Right. That is what there's something like, exactly. I just want her to like blink five times and be like, okay, do you know where you are? You're in Temptation Isle.
What's Luke doing every day? What's Edgar? What's he up to? Telling that girl that's the best friend he's ever had. That's your best friend you've ever had. Some girl who's manipulating you on TV. Like, you idiot. What?
That's your best friend. Best
it's
friend?
The weirdest season in the whole world.
It really is very odd. It's just, it doesn't feel, again, it just doesn't feel like the same show to me. Last season was freaking great. You had Kendall, the most hated man in America. You had a great love story.
And we thought they were fake. They had a real relationship. Yeah. I bet some of these couples are staged.
Maybe.
Hanya seems like he's having a mental breakdown. He's having growth and he probably will be good for his next girlfriend. I like how that girl did say to him, well, you've done the same thing to her. How do you think that made her feel? But men can bone and not feel bad. But once he did see it on TV, on front of his face,
he's
devastated.
Right.
I'm laughing at him though. I like Hanya. I feel like he at least is human in some way.
Right.
But it is funny to see men get a taste of their own medicine.
It really is. Oh, meant to tell you, I watched random things I've watched recently on Netflix, Anatomy of a Scandal. It's like a British. It's Sienna Miller plays like the wife.
She's somebody who
like looks different to me every time you see her, you know, like she never looks the same. And Quinn,
I agree.
If anybody remembers Homeland, Quinn plays like her husband. It was good. It was like six episodes. Nice little.
Oh, Quinn. Wow. Good call on him. I wouldn't have recognized him.
Yeah. And he does a terrible British accent.
Did you watch the Abercrombie Hollister thing? We need to watch
that.
We should recap that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to watch that. And then
I feel like my friends all got hired for Hollister and I didn't.
Oh,
and when they brought the new Hollister into town.
Ooh.
Yeah. Losers.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's watch that. And then I also watched the first two episodes of an Amazon show God, what the Outer Range, I think. So Josh Brolin, very trippy.
Oh, like he's a wife
Western,
beater.
Yeah, Western, like mystery.
I don't mean that in a positive way. I just, that's what
I know that's always what I think of with Josh Brolin too. But it's good. I watched the first two episodes. Everyone's looking for like a weird.
Where's Richard Gere when you need him?
Ish.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's in random things I'm watching. Wow. Yeah, well, let's watch the Abercrombie thing.
And what day is today? What Sunset Towers? What the fuck is it called? The Realtor show comes out this weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay,
the new season.
Great.
Again. Yeah. Finally, they're cranking it out, and I'm thinking it's too soon. Complain for what I get.
Watched it. All right, guys, lots of fun stuff coming your way.
Oh, and I do want to watch the. I want to watch the thing. Watch the trailer on that doctor who gave his sperm to. I don't know why I'm interested in that. That's just so twisted.
Yeah. All right. What gets your brain going? We'll be back, friends. We love you.
Adios.